Is it ever okay for a friend to hurt another friend's feelings? Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
When my kids were little, I allowed them to get hurt, and I hated it. I took my kids to the pediatrician because there was an immunization that was very important for them. I hated hearing them cry, but I knew that that momentary pain was saving them from a lifetime of debilitating diseases. And so, because I love them, I allowed them to go through that short-term pain. Somehow, when we get older, though, we seem to think that all pain is bad and all pain should be avoided at all costs. But I think that there is a time when we need to speak something painful to somebody we love. When we see them on a path that's dangerous for them, when we see them heading towards a cliff, we might need to speak a word that hurts their feelings, but we're trying to save them from a lifetime of regret, maybe trying to save them from something that they wouldn't be able to recover from. And so it's important for us to speak that hard word to them. On a recent episode of the Craig and Greg Leadership Podcast, my podcast partner, Greg Harris, and I were discussing the value of speaking one of those hard words to somebody we care about. Check out this short clip.
When we do give the neutral criticism and we have someone who is receiving it defensively,
yep.
How do we bridge that with them?
Well, I think it goes back again to that wounds from a friend can be trusted. Yeah. And, you know, the cliche, I don't know who said it originally. I'd love to be able to give them credit that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Right.
And I remember one time I got my leadership team together. I was off site. I was at a different location. They didn't handle a situation very well. And I came back and I got all of my leaders around the table and I did like this. I looked them right in the eye and I said, "Do you know that I love you?" I looked right at them, mm-hmm. each one of them. Mm-hmm. And at first, the first person just said, "Oh yeah, sure." And I said, "No, look at right at me. Do you really know that I love you, that I want the best for you?" "Yeah, you do." Mm-hmm. And I went around the table with every single person on my team. I said, "So because I love you, I have to speak a kind of a hard word to you, but I know that you can receive it because you know how much I care about you." And I think that it can't just be in the moment.
Right.
Like people feel like, "Well, sure, you just said something nice to me because you
want something.
You just had to get it out of the way so that you could get me with, you know, the
sword,
the thing that needed."
Yes.
All along, and that's why we've talked before about walking around, catching people doing something right, complimenting them, mm-hmm. encouraging them. If that is the ongoing thing, then when you have to pull them aside and say, "Hey, listen, I think that I've got a good track record with you, that I'm here for you. But this one area, we need to address this because this is, you're not living up to your full potential, or you're, you know, maybe you haven't even seen this in a blind spot," or, but they have to know that you really care about them as a person. You're not just trying to pull them down.
Right.
You're giving them a hard word for a good reason.
Let me reiterate what I said. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So you might need to speak that hard word to a friend, but please make sure that they know up front how much you truly care about them. That needs to be an ongoing conversation. You need to be expressing your love all the time, not just as a means to set them up for something that you want to say to them that's hard, but speak love to them all the time. And you know what? On the other side, it gives us a good way to validate and filter the criticism or the hard words that may come our way from somebody else. If we say, "Ow, that really hurt," but we say, "You know, the person that spoke it to me, they really care about me. And so maybe I need to, even though that hurt, let me step back and evaluate that." Friends will sometimes hurt their friends, but they'd only do it out of love, and they do it because they want the best for them. Love your friends well. And that means sometimes speaking that hard word in love so that they can avoid future pain.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.